Okay, welcome to Zelda Breath of the Wild, episode 5. Now that you've gotten off the Great Plateau, we will be going into Nakluta. Here you'll find Kariko Village and West Nakluta, Hitano Village, and Hitano Ancient Tech Lab. And that's about it. Oh yeah, there's also Kitano Bay, Eventide Island, and Cliffs of Quince. Let's start at the Kariko Village. Kariko Village. The Sheikah Village is nestled between mountains and is said to be under the protection of the Great Fairy Kotura. The villagers make their living through agriculture and fortified pumpkin is one. Oh, agriculture. And the fortified pumpkin is one of their celebrated products. The plum trees that dot the village symbolize endurance and prosperity, reflecting the character of current circumstances of these hardy people. So they treat them as protectors of the village. Here you can find a goddess statue, which if you have 4 spirit orbs, you can get a stone vessel or a heart container if you talk to the goddess statue. Oh, right now I'm reading a book about Zelda, so we'll go to the developer's notes of Kariko Village. Oh yeah, Nakluta. Nakluta is a base area of this title. A ruined world, grass blowing in the wind, and the survivors living a rustic life. The elements that embody life after the destruction of their world are contained in this area. These images show the struggle that we undertook to make simply walking through the terrain of this memorable region interesting. At the beginning of the project, I had thought about how I wanted to create some element of ancient Japanese culture somewhere in the Zelda game. From there, I connected between ancient Japan and Shinobi. Was folded into a Sheikah village, which led to the concept behind Kakariko Village. It was built around motifs of Japanese mountain villages with terraced rice fields, as well as other elements such as stone statues of frogs to capture the ninja essence. Senior lead artist and landscape, Makoto Yonezu. So he wrote those developer's notes for this book. And Kariko Village is where Lady Impa resides. Now, Lady Impa she was around during the Great Calamity. One of the only people who was around during the Great Calamity. Oh, and so was Pura. If you've played for a while, you know Pura. Pura resides in Hitano Ancient Tech Lab. During an experiment to reverse the aging process, she now looks and feels like an 8-year-old. But she's enjoying her second childhood because she now has more time to research. And you need to light the ancient furnace here. But first, you need to find the flame and walk all the way up the hill. And after that, you can explore Eventide Islands, Cliffs of Quince, and Kitano Bay. Next time, we will cover Lunaria. home of the Zora and source of Hyrule's water.